recording, start recording.
Three, we can.
Sir, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is William Sanchez Escobar, ADC number 187039.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the three members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, representing the parole office as well as the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Osborne.
How
are
you doing
today? Very good, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification advise you of the board's hearing today, sir. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you represented yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay.
I
do, sir.
All right, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use and possession of synthetic spice,
cannabis spice
on or about October 6, 2017 at the Pima Reentry Center. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Escobar, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, and then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Escobar, and get any information from you that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Escobar was released from DOC custody on August 7th of 2017. He was arrested on October 11th of 2017 at Tucson Regional Parole Office on a tech violation and was returned back to custody that same day with 0 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of March 5th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, marijuana violation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2004, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS absconder, 81 days, returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with fighting, theft, and assault with weapons times 2, noted. Other arrests, 2000, these were dismissed, but I feel they should be noted at 2002, murder first degree, dismissed. And 2002 aggravated assault, AZ dismissed. And he has a community risk score of G2B3.
Okay, Mr. Escobar, I'm going to go through some information with you, then I'll get some information from you. Okay, so I see that when you were released to transitional living communities at 834 West Thurber Road in Tucson. And then in September of 17, sir, you were approved to reside at the Prima Reentry Center located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson. Were you still standing there, sir, at the time that you were violated?
What do you mean?
Where you stand, still living at the Pima Reentry Center at the time that you were violated?
I was living at Pima Reentry Center, yes, sir.
Okay. So, sir, it says that you were working for Silverado Rural Employment, is that right, in Tucson?
Yes, sir. I still have my job with Silverado Rural Employment.
Okay. So, sir, look at on your program, it says that you were enrolled on and tasked on August 7th. And you were assigned the color pink, and on September 30, 17, you admitted to parole officer that you had smoked some spice that day. However, sir, I'm looking at your task history, which says that on August 28th, you had a negative result. On August 30th, your results were negative. On September 13th, you was diluted. And then on September 22nd, you also had a negative, sir. So looks like you were doing pretty good while you were out. You had a job. What happened, sir? Did you just relapse or what?
No, what happened was this. I masterminded. I was working with Michelle McKinley from Gold Rehab, and I was going, they sent me to Kodak Health Services. I spoke to the psych advisor and told her that I was having some anxiety problems being on the house, being out there, being incarcerated for so long. And instead of giving me the anxiety medication, she refused. She said, I'm just going to up your psych meds. And when they did that, they overprescribed me. I told Michelle McKinnon that I wasn't feeling right in my head and something was wrong. They were asking me if maybe I was interested in going to the CRC, the Crisis Resource Center. Instead, by then it was too late. I stopped taking the medication, and I ended up self-medicating with the spice. I felt it my body didn't have so much anxiety. While I was out there, I was involved with Arizona Builders Alliance, Home Builders Institution, Habitat for Humanity. I was also involved in the Pima County One Stop Program, the HPOG program through Governor WC, and I received a scholarship in which it starts in January. Like I said, I took the medication, kind of threw me off balance, and I had no excuses. One thing that I realized is that I'm accountable for my own actions. Everything has a consequence. What goes up must come down. But what I've come to realize that not only am I hurting myself, but I'm hurting others around me, both friends and family. And while I've been incarcerated here at the Catalina Unit, I've been working with CO3 Davidson because she asked me to work with some of the inmates. I was working at the Manzanita Employment Work Program. I was a mentor there, working with CO3 Trejo, Michelle McKinley from Gold Rehab, Don Lorette from the parole department, Kenny Curell from DBS, and as soon as Ms. Davidson found out that I was a mentor over there, I've actually been utilizing the time that I had at the Catalina Unit and working with the individuals over here. Telling them that they need to comply into society's rules, making smart goals, so that way they can get be set up for success like I was. I'm teaching these guys how to write a resume, how to present themselves upon an employer, how to walk, talk, and to let them know that, prison's called, a correctional facility for a reason. They give tickets for people who are sagging pants and they don't do things not supposed to know. And I've been speaking to these guys, letting them know, hey, look, check it out. These guys, they really don't care if your pants are sagging, but they're trying to correct you to give you the better success for when you get out of here. When they yell at you for putting your hats on in the chow hall, you don't do that at home, so they don't expect you to do it here.
So, Mr. Escobar.
Yes, sir.
So, sir, if you know that you need to comply with the rules and make smart goals, why did you wind up smoking spice when you were out, sir?
Like I said, I didn't have the coping skills built up to know. I'm not going to lie, I'm an addict, and, addicts are, it's something that's always going to be there. But my goal is when I do get out, whether you let me out or not, I'm going to go ahead and apply for behavioral health administrator. You know, I'm going to be working in the peer support, speaking out to others and letting them know, hey, I made a mistake. I'm not perfect, but if I can help out somebody else along the line, then maybe I've done my job. Because prison's not for people, man, you know, I mean, and, you know, this is going to be my last time here. I made a mistake when I was younger. I got, you know, stuck back in, you know, selling drugs, and because the money was so alluring. But, you know, like I said, this whole time that I've been incarcerated, this last time, I actually quit doing drugs, period. I didn't do drugs in prison. I was strongly against drugs when I got out of prison. And like I said, somehow my coping skills and being off my medication.
So, what have you done? What have you done to improve your coping skills, Mr. Escobar? That's what I want to know.
I've been going to NA classes, Narcotics Anonymous classes, AA classes. You know, taking mindful thinking, working with other individuals, and finding out where I went wrong. You know, because obviously what I was doing before.
So where did you go wrong at, sir? Did you find out where you went wrong at?
Yes. I had to go back all the way to square one and I found out where I went wrong.
Where did you go wrong?
I went wrong by not taking my medication. I mean, as a person who is deemed SMI by the state of Arizona, it's important that I stay on track and keep focused because, you know, obviously there's something chemically wrong with me. And I know this now. I know that it's important that I take care of myself, my body. I'm trying to do yoga in the morning, you know, exercise, eat properly, you know, trying to find other ways to put myself in a better position of success, because I strive to succeed for what I want, and you tend to get what I need done, you know, so long as I stay focused. That's pretty much it, sir. I've been just trying to move the program from the Antigua 24 program and bring it over to the Catalina unit. Like I said, I've been working with CO3 Davidson. She spoke to me as well and told me to go ahead and let the board know that you're more than welcome to call her. And she also probably speak up on my behalf as well. You know, she has difficulty working with the inmates, but me being a peer, they're more likely to work with me more than them.
So, okay, Mr. Escobar, it seems as though you know all of the right things to say and all of the right things to tell the inmate, but you're having a hard time coping and following some of the same things that you know you need to do in order to survive out there, sir.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm not going to say that I'm innocent. I'm accountable for my own actions, and I'm mad enough to know that I made a mistake, you know.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to note that he was kicked out of TLC per the notes on 921 on 9-3 of 17, respecting as a spice. On the evening of 921, it's 16:55 hours. He was approached by Sergeant Petrowski and the supervising parole officer. And he was under the influence and had slurred speech. And then again on 10-11, it was the same incident of where he had slurred speech and they found him with spice on his person. So I just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay. The board have any additional questions? Okay, Mr. Escobar, it looks like that you used spice, you know, more than once, several times while you were at the facility, sir, and you had it on you. So I'm still trying to understand, sir, why you relapsed and you're doing good, and you know it's just it's not clear on me if you.
Like I said, I the medication that I was taking, I stopped taking it, and when I stopped taking it, I kind of slid into, you can say, probably I don't care attitude, and I was doing really well. I was working for a living. I went to work. I came back home. You know, like I said, I made a mistake. I know I made a mistake, and you know, the only thing I can let you know is that Harold. If you do let me know, I would be very much appreciated that I can go back to the Peoria County One Stop Program and complete the HPOG Behavioral Health Administration so that I can give peer support into helping others. You know, that's one of my smart goals that I had set for myself.
Okay.
I do know that I made a mistake, and like I said, I've been working while I was out there.
Mr. Escobedo. Mr. Escobedo.
Yes, sir.
Sir, is there a reason why you were doing all of these things and mentoring in there, but there's not any letters or anything in here that supports what you've been doing with your mentoring out there from anyone? Sir, is your family here? Do you have family in Arizona?
I do have family in Arizona, yes, sir, but I kind of just basically been doing everything on my own. You know,
okay.
I don't want to, you know, I know that I made a mistake, and it's not my family's responsibility that I put myself here.
Got
so it. I don't get no letters from home. I told them not to write me. I don't have no money getting sent into me. Basically, you know, I'm accountable for my own actions. You know, like I said, I made a mistake. If you want to know about my mentoring program, like what have I been doing?
No, sir, you spoke on the mentoring program, so I do understand that. I want to ask Mr. Osborne, is there anything in the files that indicates that he's been doing these mentoring programs? And while he's looking, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
Sure, not a problem.
No, sir, the last two pages, the renter, mostly all just violations and how
you've
been caught smoking illicit
substances. Okay. All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. Prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into the discussion.
No, sir. You're more than welcome to go ahead and discuss what they need to discuss. I basically said my piece. Like I said, I'm accountable for my own actions. It's time for me to make a change. I understand this. You know, so I just need to apply what I've learned.
Okay, so the board's now going into discussion. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. Escobedo, but to remain silent while you're on the phone. It appears that Mr. Escobedo, in 2006, he was an absconder for 81 days. He is arrested at this time on a tech violation for the spice that he had on him or using spice, but he appears to say all of the right things that he has to say about mentoring, what he needs to do, and taking responsibility, complying with the rules, setting smart goals, but and that he's been doing some mentoring. Why he's in there because of the CO3 has asked him on behalf of the CO3 to do some mentoring over in the unit that he's in now. There's nothing in writing or in here that indicates that, according to the parole officer, at least in the last two pages of his file, that indicates that he was doing any type of mentoring that's out there. But I don't want to say that he wasn't. But I'm just not seeing it in him, especially someone who knows exactly what he needs to do to comply with the rules, using his words or making smart goals, that he's just not sounding as though those are the things that he wanted to do in order to better himself. It's good to give the advice, but he's having a hard time following the rules himself. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree, sir.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Escobedo, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as to him using illicit drugs, spice, while he was out. That is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Escobedo, your community supervision had been revoked, sir. You will be released on March 5th of 2018, sir. During that time, you won't be on any community supervision or parole. We want to wish you the best of luck, sir, and thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Escobedo. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.